Oh, no, there we are.
Hello, Gia.
Yeah.
Hi.
You were just saying that we're pros.
We're pros. Yeah. Sorry, everybody. Didn't know how to start the recording. It's our first day.
Yeah. First day back. So tell the people why we were not present on Thursday like we normally are. What were you doing?
And as we promised we were going to go back to our schedule. Yeah. Well, probably. I bet you some of our listeners had the same predicament where they'd had no power because of the snowstorm.
And, yeah.
It turns out I was lucky. We were out of power for like a day and a half. And when I was making the rounds today, everybody I ran into still had no power. So.
Oh, really? Oh, bummer.
I had to sort of act, you know, like.
Did you invite them all back to your warm house?
Well, as you know, even on a good day, my house isn't warm. But
well, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they would consider that kindness.
No. All right. But tell the people how cold your house got during this power outage.
It got into like the 40s, like 44 or something, you know.
I can't imagine that.
Well, it helps to have, you know, an extra layer of fat and a lot of dogs, warm blanket. But yeah, I was starting to feel it even with all of that. And I was feeling very, very forlorn. But then.
Yeah. And I know you're like anti-down. Like I used to like swear by the down comforters, you know, and I know you, even though you know that they simply pluck two or three feathers from each
duck and then send them on their
each
way.
Each duck as they walk by.
See you next year.
Wouldn't that be funny if there was a company who did that, you know? Like,
we only turn out two comforters a year and they're $40,000, but we're not hurting any ducks.
We're not hurting
mostly,
any ducks.
Mostly they're fine.
But anyway, I know that's your objection to it, but man, a down comforter, you cannot be beat in these situations.
I used to have one years and years ago, and I know it was marvelous. I mean, even
seal yourself in like a little hot pocket, you know?
And, yeah. It was even good if it was cold. Somehow it sort of adjusted to give you what you wanted. You know? I know.
Yeah. If only a man could do that. Anyway, we're glad you're okay. I was very worried about you. I texted and I was like, gosh, she's taking a long time to get back to me, you know, and then I called and then I was like, oh my God, what's happening? And I thought about sending the police over for a wellness check, you know, and then I realized what was going on.
Yeah. And I do once again, I would like to reiterate that that wouldn't be a bad idea once in a while.
Every now and then, just once a month, have a wellness check. Yeah. Check in with my friend. Anyway, though, so now you've caught up on hospital and we can discuss. What were we discussing? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay.
Well, I feel like you might like to talk about your pants feelings. Because
we had Brennan, a fair amount of Brennan. Is that who you
Yes. Did these continue to hit you in the pants?
I did find myself thinking like, you know, he doesn't look bad in those scrubs, those prison scrubs,
prison,
you know?
Beige, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. I thought he was pulling it off pretty well.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I don't know, like on a scale of 1 to 10 pants feelings, it's not like a, oh my gosh, you know, 12 or anything.
Uh-huh.
But I find him engaging. And I thought the scene from Friday with he and Anna, which I guess was just a continued scene. I enjoyed their sort of banter back and forth.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't too bad. Yeah. I mean, it is Pikeman related, so, you know, it's
I'm not going to understand it. Yeah.
I know.
Not claiming I understand it, but.
No, but they did both hold their own, I guess.
Yeah. And I feel like we're dealing with two pros and they're like throwing barbed comments back and forth. And I thought they did a good job with it.
Yeah. With their accents and whatnot.
Yes. I enjoyed both accents and, I like his smile. He's got kind of a nice evil smile.
uh-huh Yeah. And did you?
And I was wondering if they might be a couple at some point. Mm-hmm. You know, were we screen testing them for couplehood?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We just never really know, do we, if that's what's going on behind the scenes? But seems possible, I guess. Anything's possible.
We're getting set up for her huge disappointment when she realizes it's Valentin.
Valentin.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the current head of Pikeman, you know.
And imagine Robert, man, he's going to be just smiling.
Oh, he's going to lose it. Yeah, he's going to.
But anywho, yeah.
Okay, sorry, I kept cutting you off. What were you going
to
say?
No, that's okay. I mean, I think I'm just trying to manufacture some interest in that storyline, and I was going to ask you if you believe that this guy was framed, and if so, was he framed by Valentin or somebody else?
I think if we're going to, if they decide that he'd be a good love interest for Anna, that they will have it. They will have him be framed. Yeah. So that we have kind of an out to forgive him. Yeah, I'd believe it. I mean, we're just being manipulated by the writers, you know?
Yeah. That's
they're probably just going to read a few, you know, a few social media sites and see what people think, and then they'll decide.
Okay. Yeah. It even had me thinking back a little bit to Jason was talking in one of these episodes about the three attempts on Sonny's life and how he was only part of the most recent
the
one.
The last
right?
one. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So then it had me thinking about the Puerto Rico one, and supposedly that was someone who knew the compound, right? I mean, who...
Yeah, they acted like, you know, they'd really cracked the code to get to
something. Yeah. But that seemed like a pretty lame attempt. I mean, you'd think that they could have gotten to Sonny if Dex was really the only thing standing between Sonny and a bullet, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't feel like these guys are really as menacing as we've been led to believe.
Or the snipers are not nearly as good as they are in the movies, I guess.
Right. Or primetime television.
Right. Because they always nail them, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wherever they want the bullet goes.
It reminds me, I am not sporty and cannot throw. But
really?
Recently when I was together with my brother, I picked up a... blueberry muffin and just something evil came
I like where this is going.
Something evil came over me, and it was like a hotel blueberry muffin in a wrapper, cellophane.
Yeah.
And I was at the coffee machine, and he was way over on the couch. Uh-huh. And I just surprised him, and I said, "Hey, you want a muffin?" And I like nailed him in the face with it. And then I felt terrible. I was trying to like add a moment of levity to our deathbed watch of my father, and I've never had an accurate throwing arm in my life. I was like, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah,
but I don't think I meant to hit him in the face. So I really just meant to kind of hit him and have it bounce off in a funny way.
Sure. Well, while we're confessing these brotherly assaults,
did you do?
Well, my brothers were like hitting, like when you're practicing your golf swing, I guess there's like a wiffle ball type golf ball that you hit, you know.
Just all right.
And so anyway, I teed it up, and I was aiming my shot directly at my older brother. I know. I'm not really sure what I was thinking. Not much, apparently, but I drove it right into his skull. He looked so taken aback.
I know. That's how my brother looked. And he, you know, looked hurt and surprised. And I was like, God. I didn't know my own power.
And were you laughing? Because I was still laughing, even though I
was laughing. You know, like... I was almost doubled over.
Oh, we're sweet. That's what the only girl in the family.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah. You become hardened. anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know why we got off on that. Okay, let's pick another character to talk about. You want to talk about Sam? We've had a fair amount of Sam.
Sure. You can start, Gia.
Okay, I like what they're doing with her.
You do? You like that she's... Are you sure?
You do?
Let's start again. I'll go first this time.
Yeah, you go ahead. So you're not a fan, I guess.
No, I'm sure. I bet you can talk me around because I just go on like sort of my impulse, you know, of what I.
Well, I just like
reaction.
I like seeing her kind of be serious about her mothering duties and skills, and you know, all the. Remember when there was the J-Sam storyline and we just kept hearing their song and it's so romantic or whatever, you know, it's like, but I like seeing her like really and truly putting her children first and reevaluating this relationship with this man and whether it's good for her children or not. And she may be making the wrong decisions also, like as Dante seemed to think. Yeah. But I feel like instead of just the knee jerk reaction of like, oh my God, Jason's home, you know, and flying back into his arms, which would be kind of the stereotypical soap reaction. That she's like going, wait a minute, you know, what has this man's presence done in my life and in my children's lives? And his child's life, and is it good for them? Is it safe for them? And I don't know. I guess I just kind of like, and I like seeing her, you know, just being involved in a storyline that's not like just I'm a romantic lead, I guess.
Okay. All right.
Is that fair? Fair?
That's fair. That's fair, Gia. I think my feeling is I mean, everything you say makes sense. I think though, I'm a little surprised that she's so negative, because I mean, it is Jason.
Oh, see, you're whooped like everybody else, aren't you?
I know. Yeah. But also I thought like the handling of Danny, I think that is very much like a real kind of teenager problem, you know, like whatever rule you're trying to enforce, it's impossible to guess the right amount of, you know, authority. You have
authority and supervision, you know? And reining in of their.
And I think it's very natural for him to want to see his dad, since he hasn't seen him, thought he was dead, you know, and he has a completely different set of expectations, you know? So,
So you thought she came down a little too hard ass on him, or?
Well, yeah. And you start to wonder, like, if she doesn't trust him and expects that every time he's late for a few minutes that he's done something bad, it almost becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, you know? And I kind of hesitate, you know, when she does, when she reacts the way she does. And I was glad. Yeah, but
wouldn't a mother do that? Wouldn't you instantly assume the worst?
Well, for instance, I went to pick up the kid at school.
She wasn't where she was supposed to be or something?
Nope. Nowhere to be found. Wasn't responding to texts or anything. I waited around for a while, then went home. She waltzes in half an hour later. Like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, she said, I did think about telling you where I was going to be.
I did think about it.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I don't know. My mind doesn't go to the worst place. I don't know why. I guess it's good. But partly because I kind of know that, you know, these things happen often enough that, you know.
Well, that's very grown up of you. That's good.
Doesn't mean I don't get mad.
Well, yeah. But, well, I guess I'm just saying that as flawed as as Sam's decisions may be, not yours, but Sam's, I'm enjoying seeing her grappling with the issues, you know?
And like you said, it is good to see sort of like the parenting, like front and
center,
you know?
Yeah, a little different side of her.
Because usually we hear about the kids and how much they care about them, but we never see them.
We don't see them. Yeah. Yep.
So, and this will be interesting to see if she and Dante can navigate this, because, you know, he is a little bit more on Team Jason for, you know.
Yeah, because he just saved his bacon.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, all right. Okay. Yeah, who else? Okay. You want? You bring up the next character, and you start, and I'll say, okay. Is that really what you think? I'll undermine you as best I can.
Okay. You do it. You do pretty well when you undermine me. Okay. Well, I think we'll both be in agreement here. So this is a pretty safe one. Mr. Drew, Mr. Sporty businessman with his like sneakers and his t-shirt and his blazer. Yeah. And the way he's just, they want us to react this way, right? Like when he strolls into Nina's office, like he owns her and the building and everything, you know. And
oh yeah, and I'm glad you brought up that scene though. Okay, I'd forgotten about that. Okay.
Yeah. So and it feels like he's just flexing some muscle that, you know, nobody needs to see. You know.
That's a fairly provocative statement. I did like that scene with he and Nina where it like took this weird turn.
It got dark, intense.
Yeah, it got dark. Like if you could, what did she say? If you could push a button and have him and
Jason
disappear. And yeah, it was like, whoa.
And I started to think, oh, geez, now he's going to want that button. You know,
he's going to make a button like that. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that scene. That was intense. I liked how we see both of their brokenness on display there, you know. And that's what makes me think they're going to hook up, even if it's just for evil, just for. Yeah. And it's not even evil. It's almost like they're both kind of broken toys that need some. They're needy. Right.
There, yeah, and he acts like he's not, but clearly he's coming to me for some reason, you know.
Yeah,
and, I still don't think they're broken enough because they're still speaking in complete sentences. I want to see just the fragments or some mumbling, you know, and some gesturing maybe, since he likes to use his
hand. Still does that. He does that thing with his hands where he puts them both over his heart, you know, like when he's making some profound statement.
Yeah. And
that makes me want to retch. And I think that's on me. I don't know why that bothers me so much, but it really, I'm like, oh my God, do that again. I'm going to vomit right here. I don't know why that bothers me. Why isn't he shaving anymore? What are we doing there?
What are we doing there? I don't know. But he looks like such a dink, you know, in his stupid little outfit. It's just like, and I can't remember. I think he might have been away. There was a scene when Jason came back, you know, and this is the scene, I think, where Drew, like, immediately decides it's not worth his time trying to fight the mystique of Jason.
The power,
you know?
Of Jason, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and he says, he justifies it. He says, I'm a businessman. Ain't no one to cut my losses.
I'm a man of business.
You know, it's like, yeah, sure you are. Sure you are, buddy. Because he doesn't seem to ever be conducting any business.
No, that reminds me of one of my favorite Instagram accounts is these business cats. Yeah, we're business cats. And they wear little collars and ties. Only amusing if you're, you know, like an idiot like me. Business cats, we're doing business. There was a scene Friday with Drew and
Jagger?
And Jaguar came in.
Jordan,
right. And they were all standing around like, and all three of them was like, they didn't know what the hell to do with their arms. They all have really big, long arms. Maybe not Jaguar so much, but Jordan and Drew. And they both like their arms looked weird the way they were holding them out from their bodies or something. I don't know. I was like, what are we doing here? And I, once again, I felt like they were doing a little like suggestive sexual thing between Jordan and Drew, like we're testing Drew with Nina, we're testing Drew with Jordan.
Yeah,
and I thought we were doing something with Jordan and Stephen A. Smith. That I don't know where's he going?
Yeah, Yeah, where has he gone? Yeah, some things just like dropped. Although he wasn't coming across as his charming self with her, I didn't think.
No, he was like being really pushy and obnoxious.
Like he's better with Carly, you know, when he's
he's like a smooth operator with Carly, but with Jordan he was doing the hard press. Is that like a basketball term?
Yeah, I think it is.
Did I use that right?
Full court press.
A full court press? Okay.
Or a French press.
Or I like the French press. I know what that is, but he was trying to do something in the paint, maybe.
Listen to you. You're being your brother with one muffin and suddenly you're a jock.
There's basketball on all the time here, so I hear this stuff. I just don't know what it is. I'm like looking for the paint, you know, like what's the paint?
You're gonna mess up their uniforms.
So I'm not voting for Jordan and Drew.
I want Jordan to get somebody sort of good and interesting, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was a good move to get her out of the police department, but she seems like she's fallen into the same.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sort like of mannerisms. Like,
right. And the role is still sort of, I don't know. It's very.
Yeah. I don't know.
What narrow it is. Or something.
It's not working, but.
Not really. And that seemed like a weird scene also, because like Jagger didn't have much of an agenda. Like he was just there to sort of threaten Drew, you know?
Yeah. And like, still, you know, thinking back to like this whole thing he's got for Jason is because they fought over a girlfriend in high school. Like that seems so lame.
Yeah, unless we're missing some other piece of information, but that's all we know so far, right? About their past.
I think so. I mean,
yeah, unless they're
like, what was he doing in all the intervening years when he could have been going after Jason? Like, why has this come on for him so hard now?
Right. You know? Yeah, I don't know. And yeah, he was using Jason, to get to
But just for the last 2 years, right?
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Like we had like 20 years or something in between all that where if he was all that, you know, upset about what Jason did to our high school girlfriend, I don't know.
Right, yeah. I know that's all silliness.
All silly. Kind of. Let's see, what else do we have? We had Christina's been cruising around.
Yeah.
Being Christina. Here and there.
Yeah, there was some unpleasantness.
Unpleasantness with she and Joss.
Yeah, that was a little too much Joss. I mean, it was, I guess, somewhat true to her character, but I mean, she is acting like a young Carly, right? Like sort of.
Yeah, definitely. A little mini me for sure. Yeah. Like
acting without thinking so much, you know.
Right.
Consequences.
Right. She doesn't do the devious things that Carly was always setting some scheme into motion. And Joss doesn't do that at least.
No,
but
she hasn't done that. Yeah.
But she's free with her opinions.
She's very, very free with her opinions. And I don't know. I do feel like she should have some sort of warm spot somewhere deep in her heart for Sonny. I don't know why.
You'd think so. Yeah.
You know, he was good to her. I mean, he did act like she was his daughter. But
he did. You know. It's true. I know.
Yeah.
And the scene she had where she gave Dex the burnt. Cheese sandwich. Was like, did she cook that for him herself and purposely like burn it? You think was that?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that seemed a little petty.
I liked how he just picked it up and chomped it though. You know.
So, yeah.
He had some nice highlights in his hair.
Okay.
That was nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, we had some Christina, Blaze, Sonny, Natalia, right?
Natalia. I'm not feeling Natalia.
No, I don't know. I think she's acting like she's some sort of like decent person, like with Sunny, or, but then, you know, when she was with Brooklyn, she's obnoxious, when, you know, the whole deception crew and everything, and with her daughter. I mean, and with Christina, she was very, very rude that first time she met.
Oh yeah.
Christina,
yeah. You know? Ridiculously rude. Yeah.
So if that's like her true colors, then, you know, I'm with Lois. I don't like her.
Yeah. And I'm not buying her as the mother. Like, I'm just,
yeah,
I know we have to suspend disbelief, but she doesn't look the right age. I don't know. I'm just kind of, I don't know. She's, yeah. I mean, of course she's like not supposed to be all that likable at this point, of course. But,
yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But yeah,
she's not a character that I was anxious to see added to the crew, I guess.
No, and if they're testing her and Sunny, I'm not very excited about that.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling that either.
And then so, like, I somehow wonder if she's got a hidden agenda. Like, she knows who Sunny is, and maybe she's got some sort of ulterior motive.
Oh, that would be evil. I didn't think about that.
I don't know. Yeah, we haven't seen Ava in a little while, so we don't know where she's going with her little plan.
Evil plot. I know, yeah. We've got so much going on.
Yeah.
Who else did we have?
I thought a nice scene between Tracy and Stella. I thought they had
Tracy and Stella.
Exchanges.
We had Tracy and Stella, yeah. And then we had Tracy and Nakey.
What's his name?
Cody. Yeah.
Yeah. That was.
But yeah, the Tracy Stella thing was kind of nice, and they're letting Tracy show her very vulnerable sides too. I don't know why we have to have her be so gaga over Gregory though. When it's like we're just kind of waiting for Gregory to keel over now, and that's not very fun, you know.
It's not, unless they've got something else in mind. Yeah.
Yeah. I Hail Mary. Pass.
Hail Mary, yeah.
I'm very sporty today, aren't I?
Really,
I'm like
are.
Sporty. I'm sporty spice today.
Yeah, it's impressive. Yeah, it seems like Tracy would be the type who would want to like sort of go to the corners of the world looking for some other explanation.
Yeah,
you know?
Diagnosis. Yeah.
But she hasn't done that yet, so I don't know what she's waiting for.
Yeah, but I don't like seeing her like get all like, you know, what about Alexis? And, you know, it was like, oh,
right. That was a
silly.
Little teenager, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. That was not the Tracy we know.
No. Mm-mm.
Although we both have proven that you can remain childish well into your, you know, later years. So maybe that's not too out of character.
Your point is well taken, Gia. Yeah.
Most of them are.
and also maybe she's thinking if Gregory does have like very little time left, why not just, you know, tell it like it is a little bit.
I guess so. Yeah.
I don't know.
But it just makes me sad the watching him go downhill now that I actually like him.
Go ahead. Did you have anything else to say about him?
Well, I was just going to say I like the way Brooklyn is being kind of the advocate for him with his sons. Yeah. Like, she's the one who's able to kind of explain how Gregory might be perceiving their attentions.
Yeah.
And I like how she's doing that. She's being very grown up. And
She is. And she can be very grown up. Yeah. She's a good character when they let her talk and stuff. Now that she's talking again, you know.
Yeah, right.
Stretch where her mouth was just hanging open every time.
Right. Yes, right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say we forgot about what's her name?
That always happens. What's her name? What's her
hospital?
Look like?
Heather. Heather.
Oh, Heather. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was my first time seeing Heather since being you filled me in on this whole what is it? Cobalt?
Yeah. Cobalt. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I haven't Googled that. Is that like, I'm assuming they're basing that in some kind of reality, that possibility,
right? Let me see.
I know you're in the medical field practically.
Yeah.
Practically an MD. the very least, you're a nurse practitioner at this point.
I Googled cobalt poisoning from hip replacement. Yeah.
Yeah. And it comes up as something
comes
real.
Up with a lot of lawyers.
So I don't know. I mean, part of me is kind of a little bit sad at the prospect of losing Crazy Heather.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, there's a shelf life for just a crazy mad woman as a character.
Right, right, yeah.
And mm-hmm. so if they can redeem and reform her mm-hmm. in the way that they did Franco, it would probably be a similar situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then, you know, I think these new writers must realize mm-hmm. that, like, this woman is gold, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. we don't want to let her go or this character go.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that's where they're headed. And I like all the tension, you know, even as shrill as Portia got, and you know, it's
yeah,
not
and she fun. Did, yeah.
Yeah, she did. But I was like, I totally hear where you're coming from, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, and then seeing Kevin and Lauren be like, you know, yeah, she kind of has a point, you know? But that just, again, shows how good hearted both Kevin and Laura are, that they're like willing to entertain the,
right,
the prospect that mm-hmm. this person can be redeemed.
Mm-hmm. It does make it all very interesting. And it was strange that she was out of her restraints. You know, that was odd.
Yeah,
that
you didn't buy her explanation of just slipping out of them because they were too big.
Well, you kind of wonder. I mean, like, whoever's supposed to be keeping an eye on her, I would think wouldn't, you know, allow that to happen.
Allow that. So we didn't we didn't see any scenes where she was being devious or anything, right? Like,
no, we didn't. But it does. I do kind of wonder if she could somehow be pulling an Esme, and, you know, some part of her, you know, knows exactly yeah. what she's doing here.
Right. Right. Yeah. That'll be the tension, because we won't know if mm-hmm. we're being hoodwinked or not,
mm-hmm.
Unless they choose to let us in on that. If that is in fact what's right. happening.
Yeah. And
we'll push up. It's a fun storyline.
It is. Although it's going to be scary, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because she did have a lot of hatred for Kevin, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And
all kinds of people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, she would love to take Ace. So who knows?
Yeah, that's right. Right. So Laura's being her advocate now. But if she gets out mm-hmm. and is pardoned yeah. and wants to take over Ace, then, yeah, that might bring out, you know, the cougar mountain lion Laura, Mama Laura.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess so that's not a cougar. I guess that's a mama lion. Cougar is a whole different kind of cat. A cat with different intentions, I guess.
Yes, yes. Pants yeah. feelings for...
Yeah, yeah. You're like, you're yeah. more of a cougar, I guess you'd say.
Thank you.
You're a man-eater.
Yeah, sure, sure. Where were we?
anyway, we're talking about Heather.
Yeah, so it feels like there's a lot of potential stuff that could happen there.
Yeah.
You know?
So are we liking some of the things these new writers are doing? I feel like we're saying good things here and there.
I guess so. Yeah, I still am sort of
give bleeding. Have a little gratitude and charity in your heart.
Hello? Gia? Gia?
Have I called the wrong number?
I don't know who you are, lady.
No, I just feel like there's some things we're kind of saying, okay, we're interested in that, you know?
Yeah, And the Heather thing, yeah, I think is good. And I mean, she's so good with Laura and Kevin, too. You know, there's a lot of potential.
Another character they're making a shift on, and I don't know what difference it makes, but the Alexis becoming a lawyer again storyline, which I don't know how interested I am in that, but maybe the new writers were like, you know, nobody reads newspapers. Let's ditch this newspaper concept. And
yeah, that wasn't going to go very far, I don't think. Yeah, I don't know how interested I am in that either. And there was a scene which maybe you missed where she's telling Molly her plans, and Molly like breaks down because she's afraid it's going to make her want to drink again. And
I did miss that, but somebody made reference to that, or Alexis made reference to that, I guess.
Yeah, so, and it was a little bit, I don't know, it was a little bit too much, you know. It didn't, it kind of felt like it came out of nowhere in a way, you know. But
But anyway, she set that, she set that in motion, so we'll all be worried about that now.
Exactly. But
and we got Sunny drinking again. God, if those two go on a tear and start running people over and what have you, you know.
Yep. I don't. That made me uneasy when he was drinking at the bar with Natalia. Yep.
He did seem to stay, you know, within his limits, but
I don't know.
I don't know if you'd say he was a. I don't know. I mean, obviously I had trouble with alcohol, but is he an alcoholic in the way that Alexis was? Seems like he was that during that period, he was leaning on it, too much, obviously, but
yeah. And I think it was combining it with his meds that was a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably not a good idea, but
no, I wouldn't think so. But maybe if his meds are being tampered with, it's, I don't, who knows?
Maybe he'll need more alcohol.
To I don't know, but poor Sonny.
I've been messing with the Benadryl a little too much lately, I have to say.
Yeah. I thought we might want to talk about that, Gia.
Well, as I told you, I couldn't get back to sleep the other night. It was 4 a.m. and I'm like, I need to get some rest, you know, cause so I was like, oh, well, it's late, but or early. But I went ahead and took one. And then honestly, I was in a fog till like 5 that night. And, So I need to be more responsible with it, but, just kind of get back off of it. You know, I hate that feeling when it's like, okay, if I don't go back to sleep now, my day will suck, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then that makes it worse. And you're like, ah. You know? And then the cat comes up and wants to make biscuits on your head, you know. And there's, there's no chance you're going back to sleep. But.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that's rough. Yeah. Well, maybe there's some alternatives that wouldn't leave you fuzzy headed in the morning or the next
day. I don't know. Could have somebody just hit me on the head or something.
A bonk. Yeah, just a well-placed a bonk
on the head, which might change my personality for the better. All right. I don't want one star to get mad. Do we have another character to
well, anything, I'm not going to tear her apart. I'm just going to say great to see Terry again.
Oh yeah, quite briefly, a long time. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I love how, I guess if you're on the board at the hospital, you get your blood work, your blood draw, your blood work done and everything wrapped up in one day. It's like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
For Tracy to, you know, the yearly checkup.
So
Tracy's depressed, but, but yeah, it was nice to see Terry. Always refreshing. Wish they'd pull her in more frequently. We don't know.
Me too.
Are she and Yuri still like a couple? We have no idea.
No idea. Yeah. Lots of threads just got sort of abandoned, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And good to see that Lois is still in the mix. Is she in the opening credits? I haven't paid attention.
Huh. I'm not sure. That's a good question, Gia. But she does seem to be sticking around for a while.
Yeah. Are you sad that Lila's dress is beyond repair?
It's in tatters. I guess not. Are you?
Well, I just hope they don't go back to that dress they had Brooklyn wearing that one day, because I thought that was awful.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like there was some part of Lila's dress that they were going to salvage and maybe like make a new dress around that. So
I still have my wedding dress, which was my mother's, hanging in a closet, all yellow and dingy. And I frequently think like, what could I do with this? But what the hell could I do with it? I don't know. Maybe so. You put that in your pipe and smoke it and come up with something good.
Okay.
You know, I thought like, well, you could make sort of a cocktail dress out of it or something, but like all the cocktail parties I attend.
Right. That's too
bad. I just don't know.
You don't run in that sort of a crowd, really.
I don't run in those circles, but by the time you cut it all up, you wouldn't have much for a much of a dress, I guess. I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll have to think about that, Chief.
Think on that. Maybe the people out there have ideas for a yellowing peau de soie. I believe it was peau de soie.
Ah, bonjour.
I used to walk around saying that to my mother. Uh-huh. Like, oh, it was peau de soie, wasn't it?
I can picture that. A lot of eye rolling in your house.
On her part and mine.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Have we kind of covered everything? I don't know.
Probably forgotten some significant things, but I feel like we've covered.
We're just so glad to be back on the air, and you know, you're not like a block of ice, just, you know.
I know.
Waiting to be chipped out of some block of ice.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Is the snow still like totally on the ground, or did it get warm up and melt and go away?
It's starting to go away, but when I went to the store today, you could see lots of trees, those poor little birch trees bent over.
Oh, yeah, because it's
a
heavy, wet snow. Yeah. It's pretty late, even for Maine, to have that, that big of a storm. So, sorry. Yeah. I won't tell you what it's like here.
You won't?
So nice. So nice.
I thought you would. Oh, gee.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Okay, well, we won't promise to be on a regular schedule, but, you know, barring like acts of God or nature, we'll try.
Yeah, we'll definitely try, and we appreciate your being patient with us.
Yeah, we appreciate you just at all, because God, who else would
completely
listen to this
drivel?
Drivel. So we hope if we can bring a bright spot in anybody's day, then that's job well done.
so then not a job well done.
Well, I guess it depends on how bright the spot needs to be. You know, just we can bring a spot in your life.
Yeah, like a mole.
Yeah.
Or
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
We're like a mole. Okay. Okay.
So we'll try to stay on track Monday. We'll just have one little episode to discuss, but we'll come up with some other off-topic ideas. And
probably that will happen. But, yeah, hopefully we'll have some stuff, you know, because there is a lot in motion. And it does seem like danger should be following Jason wherever he goes.
Right. Danger,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you have a lovely afternoon, and we'll talk to you in a few days.
Yeah, okay, you too, Gia. Goodbye.
All right, see ya.
Bye.